You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. In FY24, the mutual fund industry surpassed the Rs 50 lakh crore mark in assets under management. The net AUM of the industry grew by 35.5% to Rs 53.4 lakh crore in FY24. The net inflow in the mutual fund industry reached Rs 3.55 lakh crore, an increase of 4.6 times compared to Rs 76,225 crore in the previous year. Also, in the three main categories of schemes, the hybrid category saw net flows increasing by 9.7 times to Rs 1.45 lakh crore compared to the outflow of Rs 18,813 crore, which it reported in FY23. The total number of folios increased by almost 22% to 17.79 lakh crore in March 2024 from 14.57 lakh crore in the same period a year ago. Moving on, the Thiruvananthapuram International Airport has achieved a record increase in both the number of passengers and air traffic movements during the financial year 2023-24. As per the official statement, the airport facilitated a total of 4.4 million passengers from April 2023 to March 2024, marking a significant increase from the 3.46 million passengers in 2022-23. Notably, it is an impressive 27% growth in traffic. The figure stands as one of the highest passenger counts ever recorded in the history of Thiruvananthapuram Airport. Out of the 4.4 million passengers, 2.42 million were domestic travelers, while 1.98 million were international. Sharjah emerged as the top international destination, with Bengaluru leading among domestic destinations. Up next, Intercity Smart Bus, one of India's leading intercity mobility platform, has introduced what it claims is the industry's first digital luggage tag feature. The company says, by using technology, it provides a secure and effective solution that meets the changing demands of today's travelers. Additionally, by reducing the use of paper tags, Intercity Smart Bus aims to actively promote a more environmentally friendly future. This sustainable approach not only reduces waste but also plays a role in the essential sustainability efforts of today's world. The new feature will be available to over 2 lakh passengers travelling on Intercity Smart Bus across more than 630 routes in 16 states. The digital luggage tag is ingeniously designed to simplify luggage handling for travellers using Intercity Smart Bus services. Meanwhile, US lawmakers Jerry Nadler and Joaquin Castro on Tuesday raised competition concerns over sports streaming joint venture planned by Walt Disney, Fox and Warner Brothers Discovery. The congressmen questioned how the new offering would affect access, competition and choice in the sports streaming market in a letter to the media company's CEOs. "We are concerned that this consolidation will result in higher prices for consumers and less fair licensing terms for upstream sports leagues and downstream video distributors," they said in a letter addressed to Disney's Bob Iger, Fox's Lachlan Murdoch and Warner Brothers' David Zaslav. They urged the companies to respond to their queries by April 30th and also send their responses to the Department of Justice. In other news, Eve Air Mobility, a prominent player in the burgeoning field of electric vertical takeoff and landing aircraft, has announced a significant collaboration with Korea Aerospace Industries, KAI, renowned for its excellence in supplying aerostructure components to global aircraft manufacturers, will now provide pylons for Eve's innovative eVTOL aircraft. Pylon play a crucial role in supporting the electric power units and lift propellers of the aircraft, making KAI's expertise invaluable to Eve's project. Johan Bordai, CEO of Eve, expressed enthusiasm about the partnership, citing KAI's stellar reputation for quality, technology and business performance. The collaboration underscores Eve's commitment to assembling a robust network of suppliers to ensure the seamless development and production of its eVTOL aircraft. Moving ahead, Protium, a tech-driven startup towards MSMEs and consumers, has announced the launch of its Let's Get Financially Literate campaign during Financial Literacy Month. To kickstart this initiative, Protium is believed to have taken an approach of revamping its daily blogs to provide educational content focused on financial principles. Additionally, the company conducted a survey revealing gaps in financial literacy among MSMEs, which aims to serve as the foundation for the campaign's educational content. For the campaign, Protium is understood to be producing educational videos featuring insights from its partners on financial topics. From what it's understood, the hashtag Let's Get Financially Literate campaign will culminate in a series of follow-up articles authored by Protium. Lastly, Yamaha India has launched the Aerox 155 version S with smart key technology aimed at enhancing convenience and security for riders. The Aerox 155 version S will be exclusively available at Blue Square showrooms in two color shades, silver and racing blue. Priced at ₹1,50,600. The smart key features of the Aerox 155 version S features an answer back capability that assists in locating the scooter by activating flashing blinkers and a buzzer sound. Additionally, the keyless ignition can be used to start the scooter through proximity detection. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.